Perek deals with various types and categories of animals that are disqualified from being korbanos. Mishnah Aleph starts as follows: Kol ha'asurin agabe ha'mizbeach. There's a whole list of items that are prohibited to be literally brought on the mizbeach. In other words, to be brought as korbanos. And now we have a side point: Osrim kol shehen. If you had any one of these that we're about to list out, if it got mixed in with a whole flock of others that are acceptable, but you don't know which is which, in that situation, you're not going to be able to bring any of them. Even if it's 1,000, 2,000 kosher animals versus the list that we're about to see, any one of the lists we're about to see, that will invalidate bringing any of those animals as korbanos. So what's on the list? Haroveya, if an animal sodomized a person, v'hanirba, if a person sodomized an animal, v'hamuktsa, an animal that's designated to be used for avodah zarah purposes, v'hanevad, it was actually used for avodah zarah purposes, so it was worshipped, v'esnan, if it was paid to a harlot. So it's talking about if you have an animal, for example, a lamb, and you bartered for the services of a harlot, that animal will be disqualified from use as a korban. Umechir, if you took an animal and you exchanged it for a dog. V'hakilayim, it's a mixed breed. For example, it's an animal that came from a father and mother, a goat and a sheep, so it's a kilayim. And v'hatreifa, it has an invalidating mum that will cause it to die within 12 months. V'yotze dofen, and an animal that was born via C-section. All of these, again, are disqualified from being brought on the mizbeach. They cannot be brought as korbanos. Now we're going to describe in more detail some of the list that we just went through. Ezehu muksa. What does that mean? That is muksa. It's been designated. Hamuksa lavodah avodah zarah. It was designated for use as avodah zarah. That will invalidate it from being brought as a korban. Hu asur, and the animal itself is prohibited. Umasha alav mutor. However, anything on top of it, for example, a covering, a blanket, a sandal, a decoration, that will not be prohibited because it has not been worshipped yet. However, Ezu neva, we're going to define what the next one on the list is neva. It was actually worshipped. Kol she'ovdim aso, it was worshipped in avodah zarah. In this sense, in this case, hu umash alav asur. Not only is the animal itself going to be prohibited to be used as a korban, but what is on it as well, the covering, decorations, etc., will be prohibited for use in the Beis HaMikdash as well. For example, you couldn't use the gold to be used as a decoration. If there was a gold decoration on top of that animal that was worshipped, you can't use that in the for use of decorating in the Beis HaMikdash. Zev v'zem utarim b'achila. However, the animals of muktza and neva, they would be permitted to be eaten. They can't be used as a korban, but you can use it as chulin. That would be permitted. They're not going to be, the animals are not going to be usur. Bahana'a. Mishnah Beis continues our description of what we saw on the list in Mishnah Aleph. Ezu esnan. What does this mean? Esnan. Ha'omer lezon. If somebody says to a harlot, hey, lech tala zebis charech, he says, take this lamb. It was a normal lamb, a chulin lamb. And he says, I'm going to pay you for your services with this lamb. Once he has exchanged it for harlotry services, that lamb is invalidated to be brought as a korban. Afilu meya, even 100, which means even if he, the agreed upon price was one and he gave her a tip of 99 in addition, even though that wasn't the price itself, they were just a bonus, that is all going to be prohibited. Kula masurim, none of them are going to be able to be used as a korban on the mizbeach. Same thing applies if somebody says to his friend, they're dividing up assets between them. Hey lecha tala zeh. I'm sorry, well, just a correction on that. This is v'chein omer l'chaveiro. If somebody says to his friend, hey lecha tala zeh v'salin shivchascha etzel avdi, if he says, let's do a business deal, and one of them has an shivcha kananis, a non-Jewish maidservant, and one of them has an eved ivri, and the one who has the eved ivri says, let your eved, your shivcha kananis, spend the night with my eved ivri. So now we have a machlokis, if he's going to pay. He's going to pay, the one with the eved ivri is going to pay with the tala, with a lamb, is that lamb going to be invalidated as well from being brought as a korban? Rebbe Omer Eino Esnan, it is not going to be disqualified. The Chachamim Amrim Esnan, it will be disqualified. What's going on here fundamentally is we're talking about paying a zona for services, paying a harlot for services. That's talking about a zona that a person is prohibited to. For example, she is married, she's an Ervatim, she's a non-Jewish woman. That's why you're paying for a service to have relations with a woman that is prohibited to you, and accordingly, what is being paid for the lamb is going to be disqualified to be brought as a korban. So the same thing applies in the sefer here. When somebody says, I would like to pay you a taleh, a lamb, for supplying your shivcha to my eved Ivri for the night. We have a machlokas here. Is that a prohibited relationship or is that not? According to Rebbe, that would be a permitted relationship, and we're talking now about somebody, an eved Ivri, who does not have his own wife. So according to Rebbe, even though it doesn't have his own wife, it would be permitted for his owner to supply him a shivcha kananis. On the other hand, the shita of Chachamim is that it's not permitted. It's only permitted to supply a shivcha to an eved Ivri when the eved Ivri has his own wife already, but not if he is unmarried. And accordingly, this would be a prohibited relationship, and the bartered for exchange, the taleh being used to pay for it, would be disqualified from being brought as a korban. Mishnah Gimel, Ezu Mechir Kelev, the next on the list. What is the Mechir Kelev, the bartered for with a dog? What does that mean? Ha'omer l'chaver, if somebody says to his friend, hey, l'chatala zeh, take this lamb, this chulin lamb, tachas kelev zeh, and I will want to buy, I want to barter for your dog. That is what we're talking about, mechir kelev. If you took an animal, you bartered for a dog, that animal, that taleh, that lamb, is going to be disqualified to be used as a korban. V'chein shnei shutafim shechalku echanat al asara. Same thing applies when you have two partners. Then they're dividing up asses between them, and one of them is taking 10 lambs, v'echad natal tisha v'kelev, and the other one is going to take 9. And to make up the 10th, he's going to take a dog. And it happens to be the fact scenario here is that the dog is worth more than any one of the 10 that is being given to the other person. So we have one person with 10 and the other person with 9 and the dog and the 9 and the person with the 9 and the dog. That dog is more valuable than each of the 10 that the other person has. So accordingly, when they're doing this swap, it means that they're swapping value. This kelev, which is more valuable, has a piece, the value in each of the 10 of the person who's taking the 10 lambs. Accordingly, because of that, shekeneged hakelev asurim, each of the 10, because they're swapping value and each of the 10 have a little bit of a value of the dog in it, each of them is going to be disqualified to be brought as a korban. She'ima kelev, however, the person who wound up with 9 and the dog, mutarim, his 9 would be permitted because they're not being bartered for a dog. They would be permitted to use as a korban. Now we're going to change things up a little bit. We'll be talking about the Esnan Zona, if you use a lamb to pay a zona for her services. And we've talked about the Mechir Kelev, if you're bartering that lamb to pay for a dog, to exchange for a dog. How about if we move it around a little bit and we say Esnan Kelev? If you want to take this lamb and you want to pay not for the services of a harlot, but to have relations with a dog. So we're changing that up to Esnan Kelev. And now instead of a Mechir Kelev, we're saying a Mechir Zona, which means taking the lamb to buy a zona, to buy a shivcha kananis, not to pay for her services, but to buy a shivcha kananis, which is a zona. Hare elu mutarin, the animal that is exchanged for these would not be prohibited. Interestingly, Shneamar, it says in the pasuk shnaim, in the pasuk that teaches us all the halachas, it says lo savi esnan zonah mechir kelev, don't bring the Esnan Zona, the Mechir Kelev, to the Beis Hashem, and it says at the end of the puzzle, Gam Shnehem, the prohibition of bringing it, that it's a toheva, that it's a disgrace, it's an abomination, it applies to those two and those two only. So Shnaim V'lo Arba, it only applies to when you Esnan Zona and Mechir Kelev, but not when you change it up for an Esnan Kelev and Mechir Zona. So Arelu Mitzarim, these two, if you exchange for it, the animals would be permitted. Shneim Arshnaim, the pasuk limits it to the two listed in the pasuk v'lo arba, not four. V'ladosein mutarin. How about if you have a harlot's payment, you have a dog's exchange, the barter for the dog, and they give birth? Those animals that have been disqualified based on the pasuk, their offspring would be permitted to be brought as korbanos shneim ar, because the pasuk says hen. The pasuk says specifically gam shneihem, and we learn from the hem shneihem that it is limited to those two that are listed in the pasuk, the love ladosein, and the prohibition disqualifying would not extend to their offspring. Mishnah Dalit says as follows, nasan laksafim, when the person is paying either the esnan zona, or the mechir kelev, the person is paying money instead of exchanging for a taleh, a lamb. So here are money for the services, here's money for your dog. Har elu mutarin, the money would be permitted to buy an animal in order to use that animal for a korban. So it's just when you swap the animal itself that it's disqualified, but the money that is not going to be disqualified from use to purchase an animal for a korban. On the other hand, yenos, if you exchange the services of the zona, or if you buy the dog, you exchange the dog for wine, for shmanim, with oil, uslatot, and flour, each of those are used in the Beis HaMikdash as well with their korbanos. The chol davar shekiyotzeba karva galabei amizbech, and anything else that would be used on the mizbech, for example, salt, or wood to burn the korbanos, or the ketores, all of those, if you exchange for services of a harlot or to barter for a dog, it would be us, or they would be disqualified as well for use in the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash. Nasan HaMukdashim. How about if instead of exchanging a chulin animal, you had a hektish animal? So you had a korban shlami, for example. You had an animal that was designated to be brought as a korban shlami, and that was your bartered for exchange with the zona or with the for to buy the kelev, and you're going to give her this hektish animal, harei elu mutarin. That will not disqualify the animal because it is owned by the Beis HaMikdash already, and there's a concept, ein adam osur davar sheino shelo. You can't disqualify something, you can't prohibit it, something that is not owned by you. You don't own that animal, it's owned by the Beis HaMikdash already. Accordingly, even though you do something absolutely disgraceful making this exchange with the zono for the caliph, nonetheless the animal would not be disqualified because it is hektish already. Now we're going to get a little bit more complicated. We're going to talk about ophos. We're talking about a chulin birds, and we're talking specifically about turtle doves and pigeons. Those are the only birds that can be brought as korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. And it says, indeed, when we've been talking about doing an exchange for the services of a harlot, or bartering for a dog, it doesn't only apply to an animal that you bartered for in exchange, but it also applies to ophos. So these turtle doves and the pigeons that were chulin, if you barter for exchange with the zona, or for a caliph, harayelu asrim, these would be prohibited as well. But why do we have to even say that? Isn't that obvious? So the answer is it's not obvious. Because we would have thought just an animal becomes disqualified, but not a bird. Why? Because it's easy to invalidate an animal for being brought as a korban, but it's difficult to invalidate a bird to be brought as a korban. Accordingly, we would have thought if we exchange a bird with the zona or with the kelev, then it would not be disqualified. We would have said kal v'chomer as follows. Shaya bidin. We would have said kal v'chomer ma. Im ha-mukdashim, if we have consecrated animals, an animal that's been consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash, shamum posel b'hem, and then it gets a mum, an invalidated permanent blemish, that disqualifies it from being brought as a korban. So when you have an animal, a mum disqualifies it. Ein esnan u'mechir chal aleihem. Nonetheless, when we have that hektesh animal and it's exchanged with the harlot and for the dog, it does not invalidate that hektesh animal. So we see there that on the one hand, when it comes to a hektesh animal, the mum invalidates, but it does not get invalidated by Esnan Mechir and the Kelev. Ophos, when it comes to chulin birds, she'ena mum b'hosa b'hem, when it has a blemish, it does not disqualify them from being gratis carbonos. We would have said kal v'chomer. We see it's difficult to disqualify a bird. Eino b'din shalo ye esnan mechir chalalein, isn't it a kal v'chomer that if you try to exchange it for a zona, etc., that it would not invalidate it? So we would have thought birds cannot be disqualified when we swap it with a zona or swap it for the dog. Talmud Lomer, the puzzle comes to teach us that is not correct. That is an invalid kal v'chomer, because the pasuk says l'chol neder, the invalidation when we have the exchange with the zona and the exchange for the kelev, it applies not only to neder, that it refers to an animal korban, but it's l'chol neder, and l'chol here is to include a bird offering as well, l'havias ha'of, that when we exchange it for the zona, the services of the zona or the dog, it will invalidate the ophos as well. Mishnah Hey, harks back to what we saw at the end of Mishnah Gimel, that when it comes to the Esnan Zon and the Mechir Kelev, that the animal itself that is swapped is invalidated, but Vlado Sey and Mutarit, but their offspring is not invalidated for use as a korban. Now we're going to go back and use that same concept to apply it to the other categories of animals that become disqualified that we started off in Mishnah Aleph with. Mishnah Hey says as follows, Kol Asurin Agabal HaMizeach, harking back to Mishnah Aleph, all those that we listed that are prohibited to be brought as a korban, vlados seyem mutarim, their vlados, their offspring, will be permitted, just like we said in Mishnah Gimel as it relates to the Esnan Zona Mechir Kelev. However, when it comes to vlad treifa, that was one of those that were listed as being disqualified. A treifa cannot be brought as a korban. How about its offspring? Rabbi Eliezer Meir lo yikrav agabei mizbeach, its offspring cannot be brought as a korban, v'chachamim amim yikrav, and chachamim are of the view it can be brought. It's only the treif itself, the mother, but not the offspring. And the machlokas is explained in the Gemara. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, another point here, k'sheira, if we have a kosher animal, shiyan kamina treifa, that was nursing from an unkosher animal, psula malgabe amizbech, that will invalidate it. The Bartanu explains it invalidates it for the next 24 hours when there was nursing. So for the next 24 hours, that is when it's a problem because it's still digesting and living on that unkosher milk. But thereafter, after that 24 hours, it would be permitted to bring that kosher animal as a korban. And just a last point, kola kochim shenasa trefa. Whenever you have a korban that is a hekdesh, it's an animal, it was supposed to be brought as a korban. Let's talk about before we get a trefa. What happens when it has a mum? It's not a trefa. Trefa is an animal that's going to die within the next 12 months, but it has a mum. So now it is disqualified from being brought as a korban. What do? You redeem the animal, and the kedusha goes on to the money, which will be used for other korbanos, but you redeem the animal because it has a mum, and that animal itself, now that it's chulin, you're permitted to eat it. Not a problem. However, what happens when you have that same korban? It didn't simply get a mum, that it can't be brought as a korban, but it's now a trefa. A trefa is not permitted to be eaten by people, so your whole purpose of redeeming it would not be to eat it, because a trefa can't be eaten, but rather the only use would be that it would be fed to the dogs. That would be a disgrace to the korban, to the animal, even after redemption. Accordingly, the Mishnah says as follows, kol ha-kadoshim shenasa trefani, the kodshim, it was designated for a korban, but there afterward it became a trefa. Before it was brought as a korban, ein podim osam, you cannot redeem it from the base of mikdash, ein podim as a kadoshim lachil on the klavim, because it's not permitted to redeem an animal that was hekdesh in order to feed it to the dogs. That would be a disgrace. If it's a balmum, yes, but if it is a trefa, that cannot be done.